Comes from Psalms chapter 68. Psalm 68. And let's read verse number 18. I usually like to read more than just one verse of scripture, but let's read verse 18 and 19 and 20. Psalm 68, and this is Christmas Sunday or Christmas service today, so I'd like to preach along these lines today. And I know sometimes it's kind of like the Christmas carols where we sing them once a year, and so we just kind of get through it. But hopefully we'll see the Lord come by and help us today. Amen. So you pray for me and help us preach today if you would. Amen. So glad to see everybody here. And Lord willing, Brett will preach for us on Wednesday night. So we don't have service tonight, so he'll preach for us Wednesday night. Psalm 68 and verse number 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. Verse 18 is what I want to preach from. This is a prophecy concerning Christ. It talks about his ascension back into heaven, leading captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Amen. He's the giver, and that's where I want to take our notice in this scripture. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also. Amen. God gives us, even though we don't deserve it. Amen. That the Lord God might dwell among them. Emmanuel, God with us. The Bible says, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And so let's pray today. Amen. I'm going to preach about gifts for men. Amen. Gifts for men. And that's not just talking about the gender man, talking about human, all right? Because that's what the scripture's talking about. Amen, is gifts for men. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon us and your strength. Thank you for everyone that's here. Thank you for this time of year. Pray that you help us, Lord, as we go to your word this morning, and bless each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Gifts. No doubt, probably most of us understand today that one of the reasons that we give gifts at Christmas, or at least the biblical, what we bring out is when Jesus was born, there came wise men from the east to worship him. The Bible says that they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I know that probably more than likely this was not given to him at his birth, and that it was probably sometime later. I understand that. I understand that probably more than likely Jesus may not have been born on December the 25th, but if you don't celebrate his birth on December 25th, when do you celebrate it? If you want to throw a rock at me this morning, I got a couple to throw back at you. If you don't celebrate it on December 25th, what day do you celebrate it? You better celebrate it sometime. Amen. You better do it. Okay, he was born in the summer. So what day are you celebrating in the summer where you're giving us all gifts? I'll be waiting for my gift card. I'll be waiting for my Christmas card. I'll be driving by your house looking for those lights and Christmas tree, because I surely hope every saint of God celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. I know that probably more than likely he was not born on December the 25th. In that eastern country over there, there's snow and cold, and the shepherds wasn't in the field. This is the point that most make, and that he probably was born sometime, maybe spring or summer. You know, because the shepherds were in the field and not in the sheepfold. But, amen, the point that I would like to believe is that Jesus was born and we ought to celebrate it. Thank God that we live in a country, amen, that we celebrate Christian holidays. Amen. Regardless of whatever this is a Christian holiday. And whether it was that way in the beginning or not, and I know it's been, made into, I mean, all the shopping and everything, and it does get out of hand. I do believe that. I agree with that. It does get out of hand in the world we live in. And Jesus is the reason for the season. And but the whole world as a whole, and for sure, even Walmart is closed tomorrow. Everybody's going shopping today and getting something, you know. I mean, there's a few places that are open and, here and there and all that. But, I mean, our whole nation, whether they're Christian or not, they're celebrating the birth of our Savior. Yeah. They may not be celebrating it right. They may not go to heaven. Amen. But the reason for Christmas is because Jesus was born. Amen. Thank God that He was born. Praise God. In our scripture text, thou hast received gifts for men. Sister Bobby mentioned John 3:16 when she was leading songs, and then the children quoted John chapter 3. The Bible says, we all know it, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. What are you going to get for Christmas this year? It might be nothing. Amen. It might be something. What are you going to get for your children? It might be the best you ever got them. It might not be nothing. It might be the worst. I understand that, you know, that a lot of emphasis is put on this. And I love to see our children, you know, excited about gifts and, you know, and all that. And I know that probably brings a lot of joy into Christmas, seeing the children, and then some of y'all seeing the grandchildren, and then some of y'all seeing the great grandchildren. Surely not, but anyways, it won't be long. But I want to talk to us about gifts for men. God gave to us, amen. For God so loved the world that He gave the gift. Those wise men. Probably wasn't, you know, at the same time that the shepherds, came and most people think that it was up to 2 years before the wise men got there, and that the star started shining on the day that Jesus was born, and the star did shine all the way until they got there, probably traveling from Persia. Or that region over there, because there was men in those days, wise men that sought, amen, you know, look to the heavens for signs and things like that. But regardless of that point, we see where they gave Him. These wasn't Dollar Tree gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are very valuable gifts that they gave to the Lord. And probably this carried Joseph and Mary and Jesus while they was in Egypt. How long they was in Egypt? I don't know. I tried to look and figure up how long he was in Egypt. Some of y'all might know. Amen. We got some good Bible studiers here in the church. Keep you on your toes. But I don't know how long he was in Egypt, but he was there. Amen. Until Herod died. And, you go to a foreign country. Man, you just go over to a foreign country and say, hey, I want a job. A lot of times you can't even speak their language. And so you go to a foreign country, you live as a tourist. Now I'm going to tell you, when you live as a tourist, you better have a pocket full of money. I mean, you go to these tourist towns and, you go to McDonald's and they don't even have a dollar menu. Most of the time. And, you tell me I ain't right. We went to that, Washington DC, and I know that's a foreign country, but where's the dollar menu? And they ain't got no such thing as the dollar menu. Excuse me. But Joseph went to Egypt and probably lived, whether he worked or got employment or whatever, probably, most likely, for sure, for some point of time, he lived as a stranger in Egypt. Now, I say Jerusalem, but Egypt. When he went to Egypt to hide Jesus as a protection and fulfill the prophecy of God's word, no doubt he lived off of the gifts that the wise men gave them, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, that perfume, they would take that very valuable. That brings up the point about Mary's alabaster box. I mean, very valuable. When Mary broke that box of alabaster, amen, that perfume, and when she poured it over the head of Jesus, the Bible says that they said it could have been sold for 300 pence. Now, everybody made about a penny a day in those days. That was about the average wage. And so, amen, if you brought that into today's world, you know, 20 or 30,000 a year's worth of wages, $20,000 or $30,000 worth, maybe some have estimated, according to today's value, maybe up to $50,000 or $60,000 worth. Amen. So how much was this? They would take just a little bit of it out, and they would sell it, and they would live on it. Most of the time, it was passed down from generation to generation. Probably Mary had received this as a inheritance, and they was living off of it. We know that Martha wasn't married, and Mary, amen, wasn't married, and Lazarus wasn't married. There was these three siblings living together. And probably all of them was making a living off of this inheritance. But Mary may have had, you know, I don't know, maybe she had the power of attorney. But maybe she was hers. But it definitely was hers. She had this, and she broke it over his head. Amen. These gifts that these wise men give unto, amen, Jesus, no doubt was providing, amen, all of their needs. And so I want to talk to us about gifts for men. Amen. The Lord doesn't need our money today. The Lord doesn't need us, so to speak, but He wants it. Amen. He wants it. Praise God. He wants us to give to Him because He gave to us. Let's look here at the gifts that the Lord has given us, and there's no way that I could go through all of the scriptures on what God has given us. Amen. He has given us so much. Matter of fact, we wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. We wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for God. Amen. No matter how poor we are today or how rich we are, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, it's God that giveth us power to get wealth. Amen. God's the one that gives us the strength. God's the one that gives us the knowledge. God's the one that blesses us. And our scripture, amen, the scripture following that, verse 19, blessed be Lord, be the Lord who daily loadeth us with His benefits. Amen. Benefits. You know, you get a job and you get paid, but sometimes you may get benefits. You may work there long enough where you get a Christmas bonus. And, you know, and might be just some benefits of being there, or maybe, you know, something like that. God gives us benefits. God gives us things. Amen. Salvation. Let's look at salvation. Amen. The Bible calls salvation the gift of salvation. Thank God, amen, for the gift of salvation. We could all quote Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us that we're saved through faith, not of works. Amen. Lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. Said, it's not in yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. You think about the gifts under the tree. Amen. For your children or grandchildren or spouse or maybe yourself, or maybe there's nothing under the tree. Amen. Maybe you don't even have a tree. But I'm telling you, you've got a gift this morning. Hallelujah. And it's a gift from the Lord. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. The Bible said He gave gifts, received gifts for men. He gave. God gave. Hallelujah. No matter if you got a gift this morning that you're going to unwrap on Christmas morning, praise God, or whether it's You know, whether you ain't got nothing, you have a gift today. It's a gift of salvation. Amen. You may not know it. The Bible says that Jesus told the woman at the well, "Woman, if thou knew the gift of God," you read that scripture, "you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living water." Praise God. Thank God for salvation today. Thank God for the gift of salvation. It is a gift to us. I know there's songs, and I love that song. I don't know if I'd ever heard it before. You know, Christmas time, somebody wrote a song, and they sang it and said, and I want to just throw this in there just since I have an audience and I'm on my soapbox and I can say what I want to and y'all can't do nothing about it, I don't think. But anyways, man, I mean, all these new Christmas songs, why don't they just forget it and let's just sing the old Christmas songs? I mean, am I the only one, some of these new Christmas songs are thinking, I thought this was Christmas season, they're supposed to play Christmas songs. Oh, that is a Christmas song. Anyways, but that's just my opinion. I like the old Christmas songs. You know, we only get to hear them once a year. Who cares if we hear Joy to the World 10,000 times. Let's just sing it 10,000 times. Don't write a new one. But anyways, maybe I'm just saying that because I can't write songs or sing either one. But what was I saying before that? Oh, Mary wrapped a present to the world. That's one that I like. Did y'all hear that? On that, and it may be old. Who knows? They may have wrote that back in the 1400s. I mean, some of these Christmas songs are like hundreds, if not, I mean, you're talking about years old, and we sing them, they're still brand new, but Mary wrapped a present to the world. What is the rest of it? Does anybody know it? Anyways, it's a Christmas song. You'll hear it now that I said that. You'll probably hear it. You may have already heard it. Amen. God gave us a gift of salvation. Hallelujah. The whole purpose of Jesus coming to this earth, amen, was for lost mankind to be saved and brought back to God. Hallelujah. He gave us a gift. He came to this earth, amen, to die. He was born to die. Amen. Thank God for the gift of salvation. I thank the Lord that I'm saved this morning. Amen. I may not have everything in this world, but I've got more. Amen. Most people don't even have hope. Amen. They get bad news. They have no hope. Amen. But I have hope this morning because I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I may not have everything, but thank God I'm saved. I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. I've been washed in the blood of the precious Lamb, through the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Ghost. I'm saved to the uttermost. Amen. If you can look at your family this morning, if you can look at your family on Christmas and know that they're saved, hallelujah, know that they're washed in the blood, thank God there's not a greater gift that anyone could give than salvation. There's not a greater gift. The Bible said in our scripture text, receive gifts for men. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation, the wonderful gift of salvation. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 45, Peter is preaching at Cornelius' house. And the Bible said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jewish people which were believed, were astonished. They couldn't believe it. As many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus came. Amen. Hallelujah. And now He has ascended up, and God sent the Holy Ghost to us. Amen. He gave us the Holy Ghost, the gift this morning. I'm telling you, there's a lot of gifts. Amen. If we could choose our gift. Hallelujah. If we could get anything we wanted. Amen. Anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you chose any gift over salvation. If you chose any gift over the Holy Ghost. Amen. You went out cheap. Hallelujah. You missed a prime opportunity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there's not a greater gift, amen, than what God can give. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank God for gifts. Thank God, amen, that He's blessed us and we're able to get gifts. Thank God, amen, that we're able to get our children gifts and we're able to get one another gifts. I thank God for it. You know, it may not always be that way. And there's a lot of people that's less fortunate than us. There's a lot of people that can't, and they would. Amen. But I'm telling you, even if you can't this morning, there's a gift wrapped from heaven come down. Amen. That blessed Holy Ghost, glory to God. Amen. It far outseeds anything that this world could value. Amen. They were astonished because on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Glory to God. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And Peter answered, "Can any man forbid water that these should be baptized?" Amen. Which received the Holy Ghost as well as we. Wow, look at that. They received the Holy Ghost before they was baptized. Hallelujah. I thought I'd throw that out there for you for free. Amen. But I'm telling you, God has the Holy Ghost for us. I thank the Lord. When I was young, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost and baptized me in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm telling you, that ain't the only time. Amen. That He's given me that gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. Hallelujah. We invite. Amen. Matter of fact, in Acts, I believe it's Acts chapter number 9, amen, or chapter 8, where Peter and John went down to Samaria because Philip had preached and a bunch of them got saved. You know the story. Amen. Or maybe it wasn't there, but it's in Acts where that man said, amen, let me buy that gift, because they would lay their hands on them and they would receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this man, hallelujah, thought, man, surely I can buy this. Amen. Peter said, oh, you perish with your money. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it cannot be bought. Praise God. It's a gift. It's free. You got to receive it. Jesus Christ received gifts for men. There's so many gifts. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of healing. Hallelujah. Thank God He was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah. Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. Oh, glory to God. He come down. Amen. As a little baby. Hallelujah. Started His ministry when He was 30 years old. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know Santa Claus ain't real. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ, amen, had far much more than this world could ever even dream up. Amen. He gave gifts to this world greater than anything, any kind of fairy tale story. Amen. They can have Santa Claus flying through the air with reindeers. Amen. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing would fit in that sleigh compared to salvation of hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking a drunkard and turning him in to a man of God. Taking a drug addict. Amen. Turning him into a preacher. Amen. Taking a harlot and turning her. Amen. Into a saint of God. Glory to God. Gifts for men. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, God's got gifts for us. It's the gift of salvation. Woo! God has gifts for us. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Take a shy person. Amen. Put them behind the pulpit. Amen. And preach under the anointing. I'm not talking about me. Amen. But take these young people. Take these young children. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Give them the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said they wasn't speaking in tongues. That was just jibber jabber. Listen, the Bible said they knew those languages. Said, you know, people say, well, you know, they speaking in tongues back then. Everybody heard them speaking their own language. But the Bible don't say the ones that was speaking it knew it. They were speaking in a heavenly language. They didn't understand what they were saying. They was just praising God and lost in the Spirit, acting like they was drunk. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh unto God, and no man understandeth him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. And here in Cornelius' house, amen, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" Amen. And then in chapter 11, I'm going to move on. I'm talking about gifts. Peter's down there telling, he's trying to explain to the church. Man, church people. Thank God for them. We wouldn't be preaching this morning if it wasn't for church people. But these church people said, oh, y'all went down there to the Gentile. What are you doing? Peter's trying to explain to them. Said, hey, I was up there. And while they was getting ready to eat and everything, we was fixing to have church dinner. They was fixing the turkey and dressing, and they was whipping up the cranberry salad. And Aunt Susie was making the marshmallow pudding, whatever, you know. And Grandma was making the buttermilk pie. Man, I was getting hungry, and I fell asleep. And said, I had a dream, and God let this down. Said, all this shrimp and bacon and all that stuff was on there. He's a Jew. He couldn't eat it. Ain't you glad you ain't a Jew? No BLTs. Amen. No pork chops. Amen. They didn't eat none of that. We ought not to eat it either. It ain't good for you. But anyways. He got to telling, he said, there's this man named, you know, y'all read the story. He's telling them everything. He didn't miss one detail. Probably scared. He's fixing to put him out. They're going to put him out. He's going to put the head man out. Because he had went to the Gentiles. And the Bible says, as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. As on us at the beginning. Hallelujah. I can see Peter telling that church meeting. Amen. All those mad people. Amen. Hallelujah. What in the world do you do this? All these, you know. And he said, and all of a sudden he gets anointed. He said, y'all, as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as it did on us at the beginning. He said, then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said, John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the light gift as he did unto us. Hallelujah. I thank God that he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've seen the Lord fill people with the Holy Ghost in Mexico. Amen. Other places. It's not just for the United States of America. Amen. It's not just, amen, for Texans. Hallelujah. Amen. I know y'all are a little closer to heaven down here in Texas. That guy coming from Canada, he's going to drive all the way to Mexico. He said, I'm going to do it. So he's driving. He sees a sign, call to heaven, $1,000. Come on down, crossed into the United States. Amen. Got like up there in New York something. Said, call to heaven, $850 a minute. Said, man, look, it's coming down. Come on down a little ways, got in Virginia. Said, call to heaven, $700 per minute. He said, man, look at this. Come on down into Tennessee, $500 a minute. Come on down into Alabama, $400 a minute. Come on down, finally got over to Texas, saw a sign, said, call to heaven, 50 cents a minute. He stopped and said, hey, how in the world? He said, it's local around here. Said, all them northern states, you was paying for long distance calls. Amen. Peter says, for as much then as God gave them light gift, God gave it to them. I know they wasn't from Texas. Amen. Hallelujah. But God gave them the Holy Ghost. I know they don't act just like us, but God gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know they don't dress just like us, but God gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know they don't eat at the same restaurants. Come on, church. Can I get a witness? Amen. I know they're a little bit different than us. Come on, church. Amen. But God gave them the light gift. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on gifts for men, gifts for mankind. For as much then as God gave them the light gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I? Amen. That I could withstand God. Amen. Peter's standing before this church. Amen. He's telling them, I know they're Gentiles, but God wrapped up a gift. Amen. And he mailed it down to the Gentiles. And when they opened it up, it was the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you this morning, God's mailed a gift right here on this Christmas Eve. And if we'll unwrap it, it's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's for anyone that will. He said, as many as the Lord our God shall
without call. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's other gifts. There's the gift of the thorn of the flesh. Amen. I don't know, Brother Curtis. Amen. If God gave Paul if the thorn in the flesh was a gift, or the sufficient grace was a gift. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's a given gifts for men. Amen. God's a given blessings for men. He daily loads us with His benefits. Answers to prayer. Come on, church. Amen. They're all wrapped up. Amen. So to speak, since this is Christmas morning. Amen. Or Christmas Sunday or Christmas Eve. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Amen. It's got a bright red bow on it. Amen. To your name is on it. My name is on it. From God by Jesus Christ. What's in it? Hallelujah. I don't know what's in it, but open it up. It'll sure do you good. You can use it the rest of your life. I said you can use it the rest of your life. Hallelujah. It's a gift for men. Amen. A gift from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matter of fact, amen, the scripture says in James 1:17, Sister Bethany could quote it because the Lord gave it to her. Amen. Hallelujah. When she felt like she got victoria from God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord gave her that scripture and says every good gift. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Amen. In whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Listen, God's got a gift for you this morning. Amen. Children, God has a gift for you this morning. God has a gift for us today. God's got a gift for us. God's got a gift for my wife. He's got a gift for my children. He's got a gift for our family. Amen. What a fool we would be to not open up the gift from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Back to our scripture text. Ascended up, led captivity captive, and received gifts for men. Gifts. The gift of grace. You can make it through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Gifts. Gifts. God has gifts. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read on. Listen to what the scripture says. Yea, for the rebellious also. Is anybody excluded? Is anybody left out? Have you ever done your Christmas shopping? Oh, I forgot Brother Sam. You was just reminded. Guess what? Walmart's still open. They sell nice 30-06s back there in the sporting goods. Oh, I forgot. God hadn't forgot nobody, brother. Hallelujah. What about the rebellious? They're on the list too. What about those that have went astray? They're on the list too. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Yea, for the rebellious also. Seems like I read in John 8 that they threw the woman down. She was caught in the very act of adultery. Amen. Committing adultery in the act. Amen, my God. Amen, hallelujah. Where was the other guy? It takes two to tangle. How come they're being partial in bringing this woman down there? Amen, I'm telling you, probably it was one of those old greasers. One of those old religious people. Amen, that was trying to catch Jesus. But anyways, they threw her down. What's Jesus going to do? Does he have a gift for her? She's a sinner. What's he going to do for her? Amen, here she was caught in the act of sin. Amen, you know what the law said? The law said stone her. The law said cast the stones at her. They threw her down for Jesus. He started writing on the ground. They kept on asking him, what are you going to do about this? He said, he that is without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. Amen. Every one of them left out of there. Their conscience ate them up from the inside. You know why some people can't stay in the house of God and in the presence of God? Because their conscience is eating them up on the inside. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When nobody was left but Jesus and this woman, amen, who was a sinner, he said, woman, where are thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. Woo! no man, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm guilty, but you're my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about for the rebellious also. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, he didn't come in the world to condemn men, but he came into the world that men might be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What was that scripture the children quoted a while ago? In John chapter 3 and verse 17. For God sent not his son to the world to condemn the world. He came. He could have destroyed us all. The Bible says the Lord was to make iniquities who could stand. But he stood there with a woman who was a sinner, just like me and you. And he says, neither do I condemn thee, John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How could he condemn the world? The argument was, we can't do it. He sent his son, who was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He sent his son as a man and said, there's proof you can live without sinning. My own son did it, and he didn't even have a house like the birds have. He didn't even have a hole like the foxes have. They lied on him too, but he did it. Amen. Hallelujah. He was tempted by the devil himself. I'm talking about he stood there on that mountain. Oh, the devil didn't offer him nothing, really. He offered him every kingdom in the world. But Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, come on, church, hallelujah, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Oh, listen, amen, hallelujah, and him only shalt thou serve. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you can't live for God. Amen, tell him he's a liar and go back to the pits of hell. Amen, but he didn't come to condemn the world. Amen, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes! Brother Sam, I don't deserve a gift from God. You're on the list. Your name is on the gift. Yea, for the rebellious also. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you one more story, and I'm almost done. Listen, I know we got going a little early this morning. I always look at 12 and go to 12. Man, I ought to start preaching about 9:30. As long as it's 12, I can just keep going. As long as it ain't 12. Maybe I said it true. Sometimes I can keep going at 12. He came to the Pharisee's house in Luke 7. And a woman, the Bible says she was a sinner. Low down, scum, rotten, worthless woman of the town. And everybody knew. Besides Jesus, they thought. She come in. I'm preaching too long, y'all. The Pharisee which had been him saw it. I'm talking about, yes, for the rebellious spirit. If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touching him, for she's a sinner. If he was really real, when she got close to him, he'd have backed up. That man ain't real. Jesus ain't real because he let that sorry woman touch him with her reputation. Jesus said, Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, say on. He said, there was a certain creditor, in other words, somebody owed, had two debtors, 500 pence, the other 50, and when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. You know what he's saying, Brother Curtis? He forgave them both. He's saying, Simon, I'm forgiving her, and I'm forgiving you. I got a gift, and it's got a name, Simon, on it. And forgiveness is in it. And I've got a gift, and this woman's name's on it too. I'm talking about gifts for men. Yea, the rebellious also. Tell me which one will love him the most. Simon answered, said, I suppose
He to whom forgave most said, you rightly judge. He turned to the woman and said to Simon, you see this woman? You see this old dirty, rotten, rebellious woman? You see this sinning woman? You see her? Friend, we go through the world today and we look at those that are on the wrong path. It can't help but make me mad because the Lord's my friend. I don't appreciate people treating the Lord wrong. I love the Lord. I don't appreciate people stabbing Him in the back because that's really what they're doing. I don't like people who crucify the Lord afresh. Hallelujah. And put Him to open shame. But He said, you see this woman? Sam, you see that woman that you look down on because she won't serve God? On this Christmas, I have a gift for her too. You do, Lord? Yes, I do. The rebellious also said, she washed my feet with her tears. You gave me no water. She washed them. You see, when the visitor came in, they wore sandals on those old dusty roads. They're supposed to let them wash their feet. Simon brought Jesus in there and never washed his feet. Said, you didn't give me no kiss. This woman, from the time that I came in, and not ceased to kiss my feet, my head with oil. You didn't anoint me. This woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. To whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. He said unto her, thy sins be forgiven thee. Here come this old wicked woman into the presence of Jesus. And since it's Christmas Eve, come on, let your mind go with me. And Jesus said, look over there under that tree. I know there wasn't no tree. Don't get me started on that either. But there's one at our house. But He said, look over there. There's a gift over there. It's right beside Simon's. Wait a minute, I don't deserve it. Simon's a Pharisee. He's a holy man. Yeah, I got one for the rebellious also.
Thank you, Jesus. God has gifts for men today. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. He'll give you salvation.
He'll give you healing. He'll give you peace. Peace so abundant and so wonderful. Stand together with me this morning. Sister Bethany's going to play. While every head's bowed and every eye closed this morning, nobody looking around, I'd like to pray with you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all. Thank you, Lord, for Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah, Jesus, today. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around, would you slip your hand up and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I've got struggles in my life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see your hand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see it. Slip it up and slip it down. Pray for me. I need God to help me. I want to serve the Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. Greatest gift of all. Thank you, Lord. Your gifts to us. The sweet Holy Ghost. God's blessings, God's anointing. Greater than anything we can get our children. Greater than anything we could buy anyone, friend, family, spouse, loved one. The greatest gift of all. Thank you, Jesus. We got just a few minutes of time to pray. I'd like for us to gather in for prayer this morning. On this Christmas Eve, you raised your hand, come on with us. Let's just take some time to pray. We're not trying to make a special splash or anything. Let's just pray and say, God, help us today. I love you, Lord.
I can't take
Hallelujah.
with sin stains. Make it white.